Friday, August 8th. That was me screaming in frustration. Trying to keep the secret is killing me. I know Trevor said I couldn't tell anyone, but he never said I couldn't write about it in my diary. Right? So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Or maybe not. But who is going to know? Unless there are, like, people, secretly reading my diary. Last month, my band was the opening act for the Bad Boys on the U.S. part of their world tour. Well, until they nearly had a complete meltdown. They were super stressed, burned out, and squabbling with each other because they'd been on tour continuously for the past year. Aiden Carpenter and Nicholas Perez are 16 years old, and Victor Chen and Joshua Johnson are 17. Most guys their age spend the summer working part-time jobs, hanging out with friends, shooting hoops, and playing video games. But these poor dudes were up at 5 a.m. on a grueling schedule packed with meetings, photo shoots, rehearsals, interviews, sound checks, and cross-country flights on private jets. Finally, at the end of the day, when they were totally exhausted and ready to crash, they had to pull off the most difficult task of all. An intense, high-energy, two-hour concert in a huge arena jam-packed with 30,000 screaming fans. Then wash, rinse, and repeat. But get this. Trevor Chase called me 2 days ago with an exciting update. He told me the guys are enjoying their vacation and resting up to resume their world tour in the fall. He admitted that things had gotten so bad, they were on the verge of breaking up and insisted that I had saved the band simply by convincing them to take some time off. We want to do something special for you and your band to show our gratitude. Hey, after we abruptly ended the tour and ruined your summer, it's the least we can do, Trevor joked. Ruining my summer was an understatement. After humiliating myself at that bummer summer freaky fest, it felt like my entire life was ruined. But I was not about to bring up any of that. Allowing us to open for the Bad Boys was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and an awesome experience, I gushed. You don't need to do anything more. I was just happy the boys didn't break up. Touring with them still feels like a dream. Trevor continued. Actually, Nikki, we have an exciting project for you if you're interested. It includes an all-expenses-paid trip in about 10 days. The boys are scheduled to be on location for a photo shoot for the cover of a magazine. But since they're taking a break, we thought your band would be perfect. It'll be great exposure for you. I just need to get the editor of the magazine on board with the change in plans. OMG, I almost fainted when I heard his offer. Was it Los Angeles, New York, Miami, Chicago? Since Trevor was still working out the details, he warned me that I can't tell anyone, not even my bandmates, until everything is finalized. My job is to keep my big mouth shut and to make sure everyone is available for the trip. But I haven't even gotten to the best part yet. We'll be traveling to one of the most magnificent cities in the entire world. Paris, the city of light. Can you imagine me on vacay in Paris? Scooby! OMG, I really need to start practicing my French. Ooh la la, j'ai vraiment besoin de commencer à pratiquer mon français. I'll definitely need to be able to say these super important phrases in French. Where is the Eiffel Tower? How far is the Louvre Museum from here? I would like 5 more of those yummy chocolate croissants, please. Excuse me, but where can I buy one of those cool black berets that all the très chic French people wear? I think I might be lost. Can you help me? Where's the nearest bathroom? Quick! May I have fries with that? Can you tell me where the miraculous ladybug girl lives? Scooby! Hopefully Trevor will figure out all the details and confirm everything ASAP. In the meantime, I just need to do 4 very simple things. 1. Keep this huge, awesome, and exciting secret for just a few more days. 2. Make sure my bandmates are available. 3. Start packing for Paris. 4. Translate the French words I'll be using in my diary to English. Like, how hard can this be?